USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Palestinian protesters in Gaza angry at today's official U.S. embassy opening in Jerusalem and the U.S. recognition of that city as Israel's capital, clashing with Israeli security forces. In those protests today so far, over two dozen Palestinians are reportedly killed, and the number of wounded by gunfire, tear gas, and rubber bullets from Israeli forces now reported to be over 900. While some say the recognition of Jerusalem as Israel's capital will make peace between Israel and the Palestinians harder to attain, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's spokesman David Keyes says,
Palestinian leadership, unfortunately, has walked away a long time ago. They've said no to every single one of our overtures to meet for negotiations. Instead, they're paying hundreds of millions of dollars to terrorists and murderers.
He spoke on Fox News, and this is USA Radio News.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I shopped the many highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $27 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-591-9426. That's 800-591-9426. 800-591-9426. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Five fires merged together, creating a monster blaze in South Florida's Big Cypress National Preserve. Here's more from USA Radio's Wendy King.
The fire has torched more than 80,000 acres. Officials say they are only 5% contained. Incident Commander Stephen Parrish says the dry weather has been a major challenge for the fire crews.
It's really dry right now. The preserve is in the third driest period since the early 90s. Not much water out there. The natural barriers that would normally prevent fire spread, the swamps and drainage ditches and canals, are dry or have limited water.
Crews from all around the state of Florida have been pulled in to help with containing the fire. One firefighter was injured in the blaze, but is listed in good condition.
People on Hawaii's Big Island getting more warnings they could be forced to evacuate by an explosive eruption of the Kilauea volcano any time now. At least 2,000 people have already been relocated. This is USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
New York Giants quarterback Eli Manning stands accused of memorabilia fraud, and now a trial gets underway today. Lawyer Brian Brook represents three sports collectors suing the Super Bowl-winning quarterback, claiming that they paid thousands of dollars for game-used Eli Manning helmets that were actually never used in any games.
We've got nothing against the Giants. We're not trying to take them down again. My clients are huge Giants fans. These guys live and breathe this stuff. We're just looking to make sure that at the end of the day, that just results prevail.
Court documents indicate Manning emailed the Giants equipment manager for helmets that, quote, could pass the game-used test, but the Giants contest the email is being taken out of context. Jury selections to start from State Superior Court in Hackensack, New Jersey today. A 5-year-old Colorado girl is being treated for serious injuries but is expected to recover after she was attacked by a bear yesterday morning right outside her home. The Colorado Parks and Wildlife Department says it happened outside the 5-year-old's home near Grand Junction when the bear picked her up and started to carry her off till her mom came out and yelled at the bear. The bear dropped the little girl and went off into the woods. Parks and wildlife officials are currently looking for that animal. And Webb Simpson wins the Players' Championship while Tiger Woods finishes in a 6-way tie for 11th. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.